You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The body of a woman missing in La Crosse on Sunday was found Wednesday. La Crosse police said that the body of 22-year-old Elliot Hines was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota. The Houston County Sheriff's Office contacted the La Crosse Police Department at 10:28 Wednesday morning. In a statement, the La Crosse Police Department offered condolences to the woman's family and said that they are awaiting an autopsy report while they investigate the death. Hines had last been seen Sunday morning. City government committee meetings are almost done for the month after today. The redevelopment Authority has a long agenda with reports from area developers on multiple projects around the city, including F Street, Roush Rentals, and Reiki Properties for the Gateway Commons project. The committee will also get a monthly update on the River Point District and financial updates for other projects as well. After next Monday's Board of Public Works meeting, the next time a city government committee meets is on August 4th. A Cooley Region bowling alley is being sold. According to a post on Facebook Wednesday, Nordic Lanes in Westby will be sold next month. The current owner of Nordic Lanes thanked customers for 13 years of supporting his business. Future plans for the 46-year-old building are unknown. The final Friday night fish fry will be August 15th. A farewell party is scheduled for August 16th from 3 until 7 p.m., which the public is welcome to attend. Nordic Lanes is located on Highway 14 on the northwest side of Westby. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community, every day, from the high cost of housing, childcare, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that childcare workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in childcare will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good-paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First-Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026. The latest state budget includes some funding for child care providers in the state, but an industry already stretched thin financially is starting to see more challenges. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
The recent approval of the state budget includes $360 million for child care, but Corrine Hedrickson calls it too little, too late, with the need to support thousands of programs across Wisconsin, closer to $1 billion.
I will be closing my business August 29th because there just wasn't enough funding in the state budget for me to continue staying open without outpricing my parents. And at the end of the day, after 18 years, I finally am realizing I need to put my family and myself first too. And I have to be able to, you know that I will be okay.
Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorers in the Nuglaris area. As she helps the families she works with find other places for child care, she says without any additional investment from the state, more providers will be forced to close.
Before the budget was signed into law, about a third of Wisconsin child care providers were at risk of shutting down without any new funding sources. It's Aviation Week in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
This week through Sunday has been proclaimed Aviation Week by Governor Tony Evers in recognition of the world's largest aviation celebration, EAA AirVenture 2025, happening this week in Oshkosh. Wisconsin Department of Transportation Secretary Christina Boardman says the event at Whitman Airport highlights WISDOT's Bureau of Aeronautics commitment to strengthening Wisconsin's aviation network. Attendees attendees are encouraged to visit the WIS.BOA exhibit in Hangar A to learn more about the Wisconsin Airport System and the various aviation programs that are offered across our state.
You can find more information on the DOT's website. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding for the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. The Cooley region will see hot and humid conditions for the next several days. With tips on how to stay safe in the heat, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat, or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Information on cooling centers in the area can be found on your city's website. Early morning storms will give way to cloudy skies and highs in the mid-80s today. Scattered storms are possible during the workday. Skies will clear out a bit tonight, but dew points will stay high. Friday will be sunny with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday brings a chance of showers and storms and highs in the 80s. It'll be hot to start next week with highs in the low 90s, but a cool down is coming at the end of July, back to normal temperatures for this time of year in western Wisconsin. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits, a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we, you know, knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. You know, everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The music industry is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Tributes from fellow musicians, including his former band Black Sabbath, the band Osbourne helped found but was also asked to leave due to substance abuse issues in 1979. Osbourne later joined the band for reunion tours about 10 years ago, and they played together just a few weeks ago, which was Osbourne's final show. Ozzy passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 after struggling with health issues for years. More music news, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are obviously up to something. Last week, they both posted on Instagram the lyrics to the song Frozen Love, with Nicks posting "And If You Go Forward" and Buckingham finishing the lyric "I'll Meet You There." Speculation, according to Yahoo Entertainment, is that they are re-releasing Buckingham Nicks, their album from 1973, a prior work to them joining Fleetwood Mac. More rumors have been fueled now that a billboard is up on Sunset Boulevard near the studio where the album was recorded. Subtle stuff. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Allison Brie and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chump in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy, will drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.